I am presently at the Beijing Seventh-day Adventist Church here in China. It's during the Olympic season, and I'm happy to be able to interview the pastor for the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm just going to ask through a translator a couple of questions. So, Grace, it's good to have you as our translator. Can you tell us a little bit about the church here in Beijing? How big is this church?
Thank you. As far as I know from the pastor, that there are 3,500 people on the name roll. And this year, there are more than 300 people baptized. This is a growing church. 30 years ago, there are only 40 to 50 regular members here in Beijing. But now it amounts to more than 3,000. People working here are very dedicated.
So from a handful to 3,000, and that's a very big increase. Can you just tell us, is it difficult for people to join the Seventh-day Adventist Church here in China?
It's not a question of policy. We have freedom to join the church. But the difficulty is that, you know, it's a big city. And people, young, especially young people, face a lot of pressure and temptations, which prevent them from knowing Christ and joining the church.
So you face a lot of the same problems that we face in the Western countries as well. Tell us, as it's Olympic year, what is the church doing, do you know, to reach out to people during the Olympic time amongst the many people who are here?
I think it must be the individual work, not church as a whole.
Is it difficult for the church to evangelism here in Beijing?
There are certain laws, civil laws. We are not like Western people who are free to preach in the public, but we are free to, we enjoy freedom in the church and in certain places to share the gospel.
So even though you don't have any public evangelism, yet your church is still growing very rapidly, and you think that is through personal work?
I think so, and also church work too. But the church does not work on a very large scale.
Are there any challenges that the church faces here in Beijing? Is it recognized by the government?
This is a legal church recognized by the government.
And there's the question of the Sabbath. Is that a problem for people who want to join the church? Do they find it difficult to have Sabbaths free to work?
For most people, I think it's free. But it's up to the individual's choice. If you want to come to Sabbath, to a certain individual, they have to sacrifice something. Like they have to take a day off, or they have to give up the opportunity for further education, because certain exams are held on Sabbath. And if you want to keep Sabbath holy, then you can't go to the exam and you cannot pass.
And lastly, here in Beijing, do you think that there will be opportunity for many more churches?
It's very likely, because the membership is growing, the number of people are growing, and we need to have more church to accommodate more people.
Thank you very much. And it's a joy that during this time of the Olympics, when there are so many people who are here in this country, that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is a growing church, and it is one which is reaching out to people in a very personal way. And we can see the growth of that in a wonderful way. Thank you very much.